What if I told you that everything that you have been trying to change in your life, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your finances, your relationships, health and so on, that you have been trying to work on for decades on end, can be changed in 1 year? And what if I told you that you have been shaping your own reality unconsciously by using the four hidden powers of Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, and ultimately Chit Shakti. So to transform your life completely, you don't have to find something which is outside of you, but have to go within and awaken these four powers that already exist in you. The ancient sages talked about three hidden powers: the power of will that creates desire, that is Ichha Shakti; the power of wisdom that gives direction, that is Jnana Shakti; and the power of action and execution which makes things real, that is Kriya Shakti. And beyond these, there is also one superpower that is hidden within each and every one of us that we will discuss towards the end, which will bring all of this together, and it will give you an actionable plan for the next 1 year to completely change your life and take it to a level that you can't even imagine right now. Throughout this video, we will discuss how these four forces can completely reshape your reality and your destiny in the next year, not through struggle, but through alignment. So this is not about information anymore, but it is about an actionable plan to get to your ideal life, whatever it is. From the deeper Vedantic understanding, we come to a realization that we don't experience life as it is, but we experience life based on who we are, how our swabhava is. You know, Ashtavakra said, Yamati Sagati Bhavet. However, is our mind and our intellect such a kind of reality we experience? First, let's come to step one, that is understanding and harnessing the Ichha Shakti, the power of intention. Every creation begins with Ichha, the power of intention. Now, this should not be a superficial, surface level desire. It has to be a deep intention for you to evolve and to contribute and to live your full potential. Basically, to live the best version of yourself and to live the best life that you can live. Now, that is Ichha, the spark of intention. Without intention, nothing happens. In order for anything to manifest, in order for anything to move in this manifested world, there needs to be a cause. There needs to be a seed. That seed is Ichha Shakti. And each and every one of us have this within us, and we actually use this every single day. But we are using it unconsciously. We desire for so many things, so many superficial things. So these are fleeting desires. They are meaningless. They lack depth. And hence most of them are unfulfilled. And even if we are able to achieve certain things in our life, even if we are able to fulfill certain desires, they don't bring us true joy or fulfillment or inner peace. So it's very important to have the right intention. And it is better to have an intention where we are not just thinking about ourselves, but we are thinking about everything as a whole, where we are thinking about living a life of true purpose, meaning, contribution, and potential. So before we begin, just close your eyes and ask yourself this: what is my intention? What is my ideal life? Where will I be if I can be anywhere? Now, don't think too practically here. Don't just come up with a vision and then say it will take a decade for me to achieve this. Just put the timeline aside and we will make use of this universal power that is within us to get there as fast as we can. But before that, we need clarity on the goal, what our ideal life is, and write it down. And just save this video and subscribe to the channel for future reference so that you can come back to this and go through this again and again. So, Ichha Shakti is about the power of intention. Come up with a vision statement for your life. This is the first step. We call this Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a strong, heartfelt intention, which is the starting point of manifestation. Ichha Shakti is your inner fire, the same force that moved the sages to enlightenment and built civilizations. When your will becomes pure, not driven by fear or greed, but by purpose, the universe itself starts conspiring in your favor. So the step one is pretty simple. It is about defining your will, your sankalpa, for where you wish to see yourself. And make sure that this vision and this sankalpa is rooted on a deep why. It has to be deeply meaningful to you. It has to be your purpose. Now you can pause this video here, complete this step, and then move on to the next step. So step two is about Jnana Shakti. This is the power of wisdom or understanding. Desire alone is blind without wisdom. That is why so many people around the world are not able to live their ideal life. They have desire, but those desires lack meaning and depth, and they lack the wisdom and the direction to take it to the next level. That is where Jnana Shakti comes in. If you are watching this video and if you are able to understand me, we have been blessed with the gift of intellect, of understanding things, of breaking down things, of recognizing the patterns and understanding the frameworks behind how things work. This is Jnana Shakti, the power of knowing. In Vedanta, true knowledge is not just information. It is the clarity of perception, the ability to see reality as it is. To activate Jnana Shakti, Vedanta speaks of Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. That is information, conviction and transformation, which again means consumption or listening to the information, whatever it is. For Vedanta, it's about liberation, but generally it can be your personal development also in this case. So listening to this information as you are doing now is just the first step. The next step is Manana, which is about deepening the understanding within us. And then comes Nididhyasana, which is about embodying that knowledge and wisdom and digesting it and assimilating it within us. So once you define your ideal life, you need to harness the Jnana Shakti, the power of understanding. You need to understand the deeper principles that we are discussing right now. And apart from that, you might have to acquire some specialized skills. If you are a professional or an entrepreneur and if you have a certain vision for your life, in order to achieve that, you need specialized skills with regards to your domain. Learning that and acquiring that is about harnessing the Jnana Shakti. We need to empower our intention with wisdom. Understanding the deeper principles of how conscious creation happens, how to transform our life, and not just that, understanding the practical things that we need to understand in order to be successful professionals and entrepreneurs is the second step. And beyond this, we should always remember, as per Vedantic wisdom, that we are neither the body, mind, or intellect or ego. We are that consciousness. We are infinite in our essence. This is the ultimate jnana. This is the ultimate understanding of who we are. When we truly begin to recognize ourselves through systematic study and meditation and contemplation that we are beyond the body and mind and we are truly infinite, our potential is truly infinite, then there is a grace that flows into our life. There is an energy that helps us and guides us, and there is a power that we will be able to harness through which things begin to unfold miraculously. And to harness Jnana Shakti, spend 60 minutes a day into learning. Learning about Vedanta, learning about conscious creation, learning about the specific skills that you need to master in your specific domain. This is very, very important. And next comes step three, that is Kriya Shakti, which is the power of action and execution. Now that you know what you want and why you want it, it's time to move on. Kriya Shakti is the power of doing. The energy puts your will and wisdom into motion. Now, without Kriya, the knowledge and wisdom remains dormant. It remains as a potential. It does not get implemented. It does not get manifested. Bhagavad Gita talks about karma yoga, which is about acting with absolute intensity, but with utter detachment. Intensity and detachment may look like opposites, but they are ultimately not. They are one and the same. When we are truly detached, that is when we are able to act intensely. Now, Kriya Shakti is the power of action. And here, you need to begin to move. You need to take physical action. You need to take practical steps. Whatever your vision is, do not delay it any further. Break it down into smaller chunks and start doing it today in whatever capacity you can, and the universe will guide you with the next steps. Let's say you are a professional right now, and within your mind there is a strong intention to build an enterprise or startup in order to contribute to society in some big way. That's a vision that you have been postponing for some time now. Hypothetically, let's take that as a case. In that case, you need to begin to act on it. You need to harness the Kriya Shakti from right now. Take small steps. However small they are, it doesn't matter. Just begin to act in that direction. As you are able to act in that direction more and more, you create momentum. You harness this power of Kriya Shakti more and more, which in turn makes you more capable and brings you more opportunities to move in that direction. The more you postpone this, the more you keep postponing it. And decades of your life will go by just like that. So don't wait for confidence here. Confidence is born through action. When you act from inner alignment, you move from chaos to flow. So every day, take one action. At least take one small action towards your ideal life, towards that vision that you wish to achieve. And try to be fearless here. Of course, we are victims of fear. Fear holds us back at various levels, and we are actually creating a video on how to deal with fear. But try to be fearless and take small actions every single day fearlessly. Forget about what society thinks of you. Forget about what your parents or what your family will say. And just begin to move towards your vision, and everything will begin to fall into place. Trust me when I say this, this is what happened in my own life. I was running an architecture firm as a successful architect, and when I wanted to pursue my purpose of building this organization, a lot of inner conflict happened. My ego, which was identified with the title, held me back. My fear on what others might say, what others might perceive of me, held me back. But when I followed these steps that I'm taking you through, everything else began to fall into place. And that will definitely happen for you also. Now let's move on to step 4. That is about understanding and harnessing the Chit Shakti, the power of awareness. Now, if you take a look at this diagram, there are certain things that I have denoted here. At first, assume that this is you, and then there is the Ichha Shakti, which is Sankalpa, that is heartfelt, that is a deep calling for you. And then comes your Jnana Shakti, which is more about wisdom and understanding. And then comes Kriya Shakti, which is more tied to the body as a whole, because it's more about action and execution. Then comes Chit Shakti, which is beyond the body, which is technically non-local in nature. Here we are harnessing that infinite power to help us and guide us in achieving our goals. Beneath all your thoughts, choices and actions, there is one silent power. That presence, that awareness is Chit Shakti, the source of all other powers. Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti operate in the realm of doing. But Chit Shakti is a totally different dimension altogether. Chit Shakti is about your being. It is something which is so powerful that the other powers become irrelevant. If you can truly get to a place of utter stillness and then bring in a conscious intention which has meaning, which is purposeful for you, then nothing can stop you from getting there. That is the power of Chit Shakti that is within each and every one of us. In reality, this is how we are living our life. The food that we digest, the air that we breathe, everything is happening because of that power that is within us. But we right now do not have access to it. The more we can cultivate stillness through meditation, through different tools of conscious creation, we will be able to harness that power more and more. The more you rest in awareness, the more pure your will, your wisdom, and your actions become. Meditation, self-inquiry, and silence reconnect you to the base frequency, the power of pure consciousness. And in that state, even without much effort, your life starts moving in divine rhythm. And here is the action item when it comes to step 4. Spend time every single day, even if it is for 10 to 15 minutes, harnessing this power, stilling your mind and going to that place of witnessing. This can happen through meditation. We have a simple practice that we call as awareness meditation at ACS, where you can just sit straight and keep your back straight and your legs are crossed and your palms are facing upward and you're simply witnessing the breath that is going out and coming in. And even the gaps, that point of nothingness that exists between each inflow and outflow of breath. Just witnessing the breath, if the thoughts come, let them be, let's not fight them. If any resistance comes, let it be, let's not fight it. But if we can just witness the breath and witness the thoughts and witness everything that is the awareness meditation. If we can do it for 10 to 15 minutes a day, we are harnessing the Chit Shakti, the power of awareness. And at this level, we also need to understand certain fundamental things about our own essence as per Vedanta and as per conscious creation. Number one, we need to understand what awareness is. Vedanta says we are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not the swabhava or identity, but we are the consciousness behind everything. That consciousness is that chit. And once we begin to tap into that more and more, we create a gap between our swabhava. And our current swabhava and our current identity has given rise to our current reality. If we can transition from the current swabhava to our ideal swabhava, then that will make our ideal reality possible for us. That will make our ideal life possible for us. So here we need to understand that we are beyond the body, mind, and swabhava. And with this understanding, we need to transition from our current swabhava to our ideal swabhava, which is capable of living our ideal life. Now, this process of transitioning and understanding is what we call conscious creation at ACS. So that's about step 4. Now let's come to step 5, which is about balancing these powers. It's very, very important that we are not stuck at any of these steps, and instead we are balancing each of these dimensions. These three powers of Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, and Kriya Shakti are like three strands of DNA. In most people, one of these powers are overutilized and overdeveloped, and they are underutilizing the other powers, because of which they are unable to live their full life and they are stuck with resistance, stress, anxiety, and so on. Too much will, that is Ichha Shakti, without wisdom, that is Jnana Shakti, creates obsession. Like this, too much knowledge without action creates paralysis. And too much action without will and without wisdom creates burnout. The key is harmony. When all these powers are harmonized and when we are able to unify them and when we are able to balance them and direct them in one direction, that is when manifestation happens effortlessly and our life will begin to flow with ease. So harmonizing these powers and aligning them in one direction is the 5th step. And finally, let's come to the 6th step, that is living as a conscious creator. Here is a quote for you. Remember that the world is not to be escaped from. It is to be mastered through understanding. Most people look at the obstacles they face in this world and they try to escape. They look at ways in which they can escape life. But life is not meant to be escaped. We need to go all in on our life. We need to pursue it with absolute conviction and commitment. And we need to be extremely intense when it comes to achieving our ideal life, because that is the life that you are meant to live, not just for yourself, but for the entire world as a whole. So living as a conscious creator is about understanding Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Chit Shakti. And it is about understanding the process of conscious creation. That is about understanding yourself as awareness and disidentifying from your current Swabhava and integrating and transitioning to your ideal Swabhava or your ideal identity. And through all this, achieving your ideal life. And this requires a direction and a journey. So if you are interested to go through this journey for the next 6 months to 1 year, then you can apply with a link in the description and in the pinned comments to join ACS and to actually implement this in your life. And apart from this, make sure to access the 1 year conscious creation plan document file that we will share in the description as a link. This will be a free resource for you, which will give you the outline of how to approach conscious creation, how to take the next steps, and basically how to live your ideal life in a matter of years instead of decades. Now, apart from all of this, apart from everything that we discussed, one thing to remember is surrender. Of course, we need to take all the steps in order to reach our goal. We need to use the Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti. We need to harness the awareness that is Chit Shakti. We need to balance them. We need to understand conscious creation. But in and through all of this, if we can just surrender the goal itself and our own essence and our own self to God or that infinite consciousness or to that infinite intelligence, then that becomes very, very powerful. Just surrender alone is such a powerful force that it invokes that infinite grace into our life.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.